Only a Game is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston. The program is made possible by your financial support. Please pledge online at WBUR.org.
From WBUR in Boston, I'm Bill Littlefield, and this is NPR's Only a Game. As the NHL and the union have struggled to resolve their differences, businesses have been hurting. Just ahead on Only a Game, a Winnipeg restaurateur dishes up ribs and his story. Also ahead, remembering legendary college football coach Darryl Royal, a pro soccer team wrestles with the specter of Lance Armstrong, and Tony Hawk and other top skateboarders discuss the trick known as McTwist. Also ahead, the sometimes mucky, sometimes sugary tale of high school football in Belgrade, Florida.
In the Glades, you have to be so focused and so diligent. The winds that are against you are so strong that just the slightest getting out of the lane, you can get blown away.
Stay tuned.
Major funding for Only a Game is provided by Oliver Wyman. Oliver Wyman, a global management consulting firm with 3,000 professionals serving global 1,000 companies. OliverWyman.com.
This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. It was a busy week at the bargaining table for the NHL and the Players Association. Friday's meeting marked the fifth time the two sides had convened within 7 days, but without a final agreement in place, the lockout continues. This isn't the first time the city of Winnipeg has been without NHL hockey. In 1996, the Winnipeg Jets flew to Phoenix and they became the Coyotes. But last season, the Jets changed from departure to arrival when the Atlanta Thrashers moved to Winnipeg and became the Jets. The Jets' return was a boon for many local businesses, but now Winnipeg is at least temporarily without a hockey team again. Joining me now is Tony Sawicki. His family operates the Silver Heights restaurant in Winnipeg. Tony, welcome to Only a Game.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Your family's restaurant opened back in 1957, so it's been around a lot longer than either edition of the Winnipeg Jets. But take us back to 1996. How much did it hurt business when the Jets left town?
Nobody was preparing for it. They just said, you know, somebody's going to come through and make this thing work for everybody. And when it didn't, when it disappeared, it kind of was like a ghost town in lounges. If you just waited on games, well, you had nothing to do. But if you kind of created something else, another party, another social, another something else to do, then it was a little bit fun.
And then, of course, you did get a National Hockey League team back again. That must have been a terrific boon to business.
Oh, night and day. We increased our business about 50%. Every night we got people before the game, during the game. After the game, it was just amazing. We had to hire more servers, more bartenders on, security guys to control capacity. We had a bus that took everybody back and forth to the point where it was such a success that I bought my own bus this year for this reason, for the Jets going back and forth.
Well, it's interesting to me that you got a bus because lots of restaurants offer pickup and delivery. You know, you can do that with the food, but a bus is different. What is the bus just parked out back now?
Well, I park it at one of my food suppliers. They've got a big parking lot. I don't have any room for keeping a bus. So it sits there waiting. But we were actually buying it for the Bombers as well when the new stadium came out. It was supposed to be this year opening up.
The CFL team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it never opened up, so I'm sitting there with the bus for the Bomber game and for the Jets, and neither one worked out for us.
And that must have been a fairly expensive outlay.
Well, yeah, with the bus, the insurance, the paint job that's coming, it was over $10,000. Could have been more if I would have bought a new bus.
There's always a bright side. You got a used bus.
You got to look at the bright side, absolutely.
As a long-standing operation, you know, you have to be prepared to weather changes and upsides and downsides. But has the lockout been affecting other businesses in your area as well?
Absolutely. I mean, there's a lot of people downtown that are right next to the MTS Center. They're struggling more than I am. That's what they relied on. You know, all the hype, you know, they had the concerts going down there and they've had some events going down there. But as far as the Jets, guaranteed 41 nights of the season, they were going to be busy.
The residents of Winnipeg obviously were excited to have a team back, and the Jets delivered a winning record last season. Do you sense any change in enthusiasm among fans because of the lockout?
Not really. I mean, we've got a lot of people that have season ticket holders that are sitting there. They're pretty upset. They can't go to the games. They've all spent all this money to get these things, and now they can't even enjoy them. But as far as they're sitting there waiting patiently, and every single time they go to the board to discuss what's going on, they come back, and they're all still upset again. But as far as the Jets coming back, then whenever they start, these guys are going to be right beside them, right at the game. So.
All right, all this hockey talk is making me hungry, so enough about the lockout. Tell me a little bit about the specialty, the house at the Silver Heights restaurant.
Well, we're known for our barbecue ribs. That's what put us on the map many years ago, fall off the bone ribs. We're known for our sort of Angus beef, pretty much a big steakhouse.
Well, how fast can you get the bus down here with food for the Only a Game staff? It's Boston. It's not that far.
Not that far, no. I'll get a driver. He'll be here in about a half an hour, get the food cooked, 8 hours. Still be hot.
Tony Swicki's family has run the Silver Heights restaurant in Winnipeg, Manitoba since 1957. Tony, thank you very much for speaking with me.